Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's over to Darren for the sports news.
Good morning, Mary. Well, the new championship season, the football championship, certainly only days away. And I'll be honest with you, I have never witnessed any sort of turmoil like this in terms of coaches leaving and coming and going like this before. Carlo have appointed Joe Murphy as their interim manager following the departure of Shane Curran last week. So Carlo meet Meath this weekend in the championship, the Leinster Championship. Murphy, a former Carlo player himself, and won five Leinster club titles with his club Air Og back in the 1990s. At the time, Shane Curran said he left based on player related issues, and then the Carlo players themselves responded to that. They issued a statement and they claimed that there had been long standing issues with the overall organisation and training environment throughout the league. Their captain, Mikey Bambrick, spoke at the launch of the Leinster Championship yesterday. He's been telling Damien Lawler why he felt obliged to speak up out in defence of his group of players.
Yeah, look, I suppose there was a lot of frustrations being built up there in the past few weeks, and I think like when this thing happened, isn't it like a relief, or a release, I suppose, is the best way to put it. And like it's tough on a lot of the players, like when you hear stuff, I suppose, being said, and that's just kind of what we wanted to address with that statement, because I don't think any of the players here wanted any of the limelight or doing any of these interviews and stuff like that, and I didn't want to be getting anyone involved in that. But as a group, we decided to just put out our statement, and it was more so just for the people at Carlo, so that everyone knew what the story was.
And like those things that were going on for a few weeks, were you trying to bring those to the attention of management and maybe highlight them?
Yeah, look, stuff was being highlighted, and it was being worked on, in fairness, but I just think it just wasn't working out. And I suppose come the end of it, we wanted just to move away mutually, and hoping it was an easy departure and easy on both sides, especially leading into first round championship. But unfortunately, look, we're in the situation we're in, and look, we're just looking to move past it now.
Yeah.
And so sometimes out of these things, you can really come out better on the other side of it. So that's what we're hoping for as players.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens there. Carlo's opponents on Sunday are Meath, and they themselves are having to reset after two of their coaches from their backroom team, Joe McMahon and Martin Corrie, left the group on Saturday. The news has come as a big surprise to everyone, including the players. Defender Sean Rafferty said they have no choice now but just to get on with the job in hand this weekend.
From a player's perspective, all we're aware of is that, look, the boys have decided to step away from the setup, and look, from a player's view again, it's just our focus is Carlo. Our focus is Carlo on Sunday, so that's all that really matters to us. Whatever else has to be left to the powers that be, and we stay focused on Carlo and just putting on a performance there in front of our home fans and just getting a win.
Yeah, more from the championship and the new championship season later in the programme. Manchester City striker Erling Haaland set for a spell on the sidelines after he hurt his ankle in their win against Bournemouth in the FA Cup at the weekend. The full extent of the injury not yet known. He scored 30 goals this season, and they have a big one at the weekend. Manchester United, the Manchester Derby on Sunday. Three games tonight in the Premier League. Arsenal meet Fulham, West Ham travel to Wolves, and Nottingham Forest host Manchester United. And finally, Irish sailors Rob Dickinson and Sean Waddilove have made a great start to the Princess Sophia Trophy at the Bay of Palma yesterday. They put themselves in contention with the win in race 2 in their 49er class. This is the first race for the next Olympic cycle, believe it or not. The pair just missed out on a podium place in France last summer. I'll be back with more sport after the news at 8:30.